Which Emma is on the dance floor with me tonight? Is she the out-of-place woman I met at the gallery, the confident woman from the presentation, or some completely new configuration? I focus on the feel of the music for several bars, waiting for Emma to bring up whatever it is she came here to say, but she stays silent. If she's not going to take the opportunity, I will. How is it I've never met you before? Her eyebrows lift.
I don't get out much. I mean, I do, but I tend to go to the same places over and over. Considering the number of people in the greater metropolitan area, our meeting is actually more of a statistical improbability than our never seeing each other.
And yet, here we are, 4 times in less than 2 months. I can't seem to get away from you, Emma Trinket. She winces.
Did you want to?
Is there a way to answer that question that wouldn't be considered either flirting or rude? Before I can formulate a response, she continues,
Tonight isn't by chance.
Oh. I hadn't expected her to admit that so easily. She takes a deep breath in and seems to brace herself for her next question. Tension stretches palpably through her fingers, yet she continues to sway with me in a graceful rhythm. After letting out a sigh, she says,
You seem to have some strong feelings about the augmented reality tour guide system.
I have strong feelings about the benefits of art and how much our technology already distracts us. She glances down at our feet, then away. The confident woman who presented at the museum is nowhere to be found now, and I miss her a little. It's probably better that she be careful and unsure, though. As nicely as she fits in my arms, asking her on a date is a bad idea if I'm going to speak on the final prototypes.
The museum seems to share some of your concerns.
I frown. But your project is on the list.
Yes.
She draws the word out and tilts her head to the side before wincing.
But their approval came with hesitations.
A coil of tension releases at her confession. If they share my concerns, I likely won't have to worry about seeing people waving phones about in front of paintings, and since they pushed her project through anyway, my voicing those concerns wouldn't have mattered. I can continue to utilize her as a muse without feeling guilty. Her blue eyes shift to meet my gaze directly.
I truly think an augmented reality design will greatly enhance a museum visitor's experience.
I lift my eyebrows. You already have the prototype grant, and I have no vote in the final decision.
We both know your opinion matters. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been in the room.
Her chin lifts a fraction of an inch.
They've obviously heard your views before. You removed yourself after my presentation, but the wording of the email was very similar.
The final presentation is weeks away.
Just over 12 weeks, if we're counting.
The almost timid creature from a few moments ago intrigued me. But this woman, who tries to take the lead in the dance every time she finds the courage to meet my gaze, fascinates me. I find myself wanting to push her just to see how straight her spine can get. Everything I said at the museum still stands. Why are you the right person for the job? She sighs.
I can respect something without loving it. Like a journalist. They can report on events they don't approve of or enjoy.
If a guide were nothing more than a cold reporting of facts, visitors could just pick up a nonfiction book in the gift shop. Art needs to be more than that. It's a window into someone else's life in a way that facts can never be. Putting up curtains and safety bars and even instructions for opening the window blocks some of the experience. How can I make her see that? I guide, or perhaps strong arm is the better term now that she is no longer pliant, us to the edge of the dance floor and step off the temporary parquet. Her hand is still clasped in mine, and I tug her behind me.